Hello and welcome to episode 29 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened, but with the help of time we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for elevated comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month, and on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we continue with our February anti-Valentine stories with Belinda Weymouth and her story, America's Cup Drug Run.
As the boat pulls away, he yells back my instructions, pack up my stuff and follow me back! Actual fuck. It's first of all, it's so embarrassing. I've been abandoned. And then I'm furious. Joe has a fuck ton of shit. And now it's my job to get it all home.
Belinda was born and raised mostly in New Zealand. She started out as a radio journalist, then became an actress, working in TV, film, theater, commercials, and voiceover. Then she got an environmental science degree and was a senior writer at the Institute of Environment and Sustainability in the U.S. Now she's the eco commentator of It's the Planet, Stupid at the Mark Thompson Show on Thursdays on YouTube. And now, without further ado, here's Belinda with her story.
Hi. Okay, it's the late 80s, and I've talked myself into a job at a hotshot public relations company that I am horribly, horribly underqualified for. We are PRing the shit out of New Zealand's first attempt to win yachting's prestigious America's Cup. It's happening over in Western Australia. This is when I meet him. This bloke building a $5 million spectator's boat. That's $15.5 million in today's dollars. So rich people are going to pay a lot of money to watch the races from this big-ass boat. The first time I meet Joe, not his real name, I'm kind of taken by his broad-shouldered, lanky, six-foot-four-ishness. Up close, he does have kind of an angular nose and close-set eyes, but I'm newly single, and I'm into this hawky-faced baller. Cut to, we're falling madly in love. He's regaling me with all these stories of life as a Caribbean skipper and making seemingly endless mountains of cash, hence the big-ass boat, not to mention all these fancy champagne dinners that I am happily scoffing down. During one of these dinners, he tells me, you know, I skippered a few boatloads of cocaine into the U.S. My parents were going to lose the farm. I had to help out. Help out. Not as bad as it sounds. Okay, yeah, it's a little bit of a relationship red flag. But when he tells me I got a real adrenaline rush skippering a boat full of blow into the New York Harbor in the dead of night, I kind of get it. Months go by, a few more details come out. Actually, I spent time in prison once for drug running. It was more like a Bermuda summer camp. I got to drive around on one of those tractor lawnmower things. Okay, now his highly critical attitude towards my party girl drinking seems pretty judgmental. But I'm only 23. I'm horribly out of my depth at work, and now I'm a drug runner's girlfriend. Ex-drug runner. Okay, so the America's Cup is happening in Fremantle. That's West Coast Australia. Joe is going to take the boat across the Tasman, up over the top. I'm going to take some time off work and join him for some of the trip. A week before launch, there's a ring from his ex-wife. Someone's fessed up to a big, big drug run. A tanker full of marijuana. And guess who was on the crew? Everyone else who was on that crew has done deals with the FBI, that is, ratted on each other, and Joe is next in line. He is scared shitless, but he has to be on the big-ass spectator boat delivery voyage. It's going to be risky. I don't realize how risky until I'm lounging on the deck in my black 80s high-cut swimsuit. Champagne's flowing. We're motoring up the Gold Coast. Joe gets called to the bridge. Joe Vanderburger. That's not his real name. Mate, do you realize you're at the center of an FBI manhunt for drugs and Interpol is after you? The Australian journalist voice booms over the boat's PA system. Joe rushes for the cabin. Not having been in this situation before, I'm not sure what comes next. Joe sure is. By the time I get to the cabin, he's got his Louis Vuitton luggage everywhere. He's stuffing stuff into the smallest bag, and then he's yelling at the first mate, "Get the Zodiac ready!" They're going to rush him to shore. It's imperative that he gets back on New Zealand soil, where it will be much harder for the US to extradite him to the States to face charges. You see, the Australians, who love the US like a big, bossy, overly muscled brother, will gleefully hand him over, given half a chance. As the boat pulls away, he yells back my instructions, "Pack up my stuff and follow me back!" What the actual fuck? First of all, it's so embarrassing. I've been abandoned. And then I'm furious. Joe has a fuck ton of shit. And now it's my job? My job to get it all home? The plan is they're going to take me ashore. We'll be at Cairns tomorrow afternoon. And then I'm going to get a flight to Sydney and I'm going to connect on to New Zealand. Okay, it's totally doable. It's quite a lot getting all that Louis Vuitton luggage into the Zodiac, plus me in a tight white tube dress. Yeah, seemed like the appropriate getaway attire for a drug runner's girlfriend, right? All too soon, we are at the shore, and me and all the fucking bags are being unloaded. And now it is time for me to start navigating my way out of this. Solo. Like a big girl. Okay. I call my sister. She tells me that Joe's arrival back in New Zealand the night before caused quite a ruckus. There were TV cameras at the airport. And this morning's paper, half the front page was a really unflattering profile shot of Joe's head taken through the window of the passenger side of his brother's gelato van. The airport getaway vehicle. Yeah. I'm not mentioned in the story, but last night when my mum gets home from work, my little brothers and sister are watching TV chanting, "Joe Vanderburger is a drugs runner. Joe is that Belinda's Joe Vanderburger?" Oh, fuck. Oh, but this is the least of my problems right now, because when I get to Sydney Airport, there is not a connecting flight until the next afternoon. I have to find a hotel for me and all the fucking bags. When I see how small those mini bar bottles are, I head out for some fresh air and a big girl-sized bottle of gin. Then I call Joe. First off, he wishes I wasn't drinking. But he is relieved that I'm on my way home. And then he tells me, "Listen, don't say anything to anyone." I don't know who he thinks I might be going to blab to. Anyway, next day, not feeling too spesh. The white dress, it's a little bit worse for wear. Yeah, I'm still dressed for 23-year-old success. Checking in is not pleasant. Those airport people, they're talking to other airport people. They're looking me up and down. They're looking at my passport. They're talking on the phone to people. People in these jobs live for this shit. drug runner's girlfriend. It's not as easy as it sounds. But of course, I'm allowed to board my flight. Interpol and the FBI aren't after little or me. I do still breathe a sigh of relief on takeoff and an even bigger one on touchdown. Auckland International Airport has never looked so little, so homely, so inviting. Turns out, happy endings all the way around. Ronald Reagan's Secretary of State, George Shultz, forgot to sign the extradition order, so Joe gets off on a technicality. We only dated for another year and a half after that. And I didn't get fired.
That's it, that's our episode. I have to do a mea culpa because on the last episode, if you remember correctly, I said that we had a special episode for all of our Australia listeners, where we have a lot of listeners, and I said that we had their very own Belinda Weymouth, but Belinda is not Australian, so I want to say sorry. This happens to me all the time, being from Argentina. People confuse me with Uruguayan, Brazilian so many times, we don't even speak the same language. So apologies to everyone who listens to our show in Australia and maybe now in New Zealand as well, and Belinda herself. What a fantastic... I just want to be friends with Belinda forever. It's the kind of person that I want to be friends with, but I'd maybe be terrified of anyway. As always, you can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling, and you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode every Monday on YouTube and all podcast streaming platforms. On the next episode, we have yet another dating, horrible dating story for our anti-Valentine's Day month with Lisa Orkin and her story, Missing Piece.
He finally stops 2 hours later. 2 fucking hours later. 2 hours. You know, and he gives me Gatorade and oranges, like we just played soccer or something. And then he says to me, are you ready for another round?
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.